This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The abortion battle continues across America, especially in the southern states, where Louisiana lawmakers are now set to vote on a bill perhaps as soon as today that would ban abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected by doctors. And the bill presented by a Democrat doesn't include any exceptions for victims of rape or incest. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential hopeful Kamala Harris says she has a plan to protect abortion rights. Speaking at a town hall event in South Carolina, the California senator said her plan would require Justice Department approval for any new abortion law if a state had violated Roe v. Wade over the past 25 years.
Those laws have to come before my Department of Justice for a review and approval, and until we determine that they are constitutional, they will not take effect.
That is heard on MSNBC, and this is USA Radio News.
Summer is just about here, and you know you're trying to get in shape. There's nothing more key to getting in shape and recovering from your workouts than getting deep restorative sleep, and the best way to get it is with MyPillow. Now, the offer we have right now is one of the best you've ever seen. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for just $69.98, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and better than you'll find in almost any store. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special to get two MyPillow premium pillows for $34.95 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 8175 to get this great offer, a great night's sleep just in time for summer with MyPillow.
Another night of severe weather, this time targeting, among other states, Kansas, especially in the Kansas City metro area, where a massive twister appeared to be at least a mile wide. Zach Taylor is a forecaster at the Weather Prediction Center.
There's been considerable damage in and around the Kansas City metro, potential tornado, and then additionally we're looking at a pretty large area of flash flooding across eastern Kansas through northern Missouri, southern Iowa, now moving into Illinois. And so as this whole storm system tracks east, that threat will kind of shift toward the mid-Atlantic.
He was speaking to Fox News. Luckily, no fatalities reported from this latest severe weather. In Oklahoma, dangerous flooding has struck the Tulsa area hard as the Arkansas River continues to rise. And authorities say emergency helicopters that have been searching for flood victims and dropping supplies in the area are being hampered by people flying drones to take pictures of the damage. They say yesterday about 30 drones were flying illegally in the area. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Lawyer Michael Avenatti was in two courtrooms yesterday pleading not guilty to federal charges. In the first case, the attorney for porn star Stormy Daniels entered a not guilty plea for allegedly stealing $300,000 from Daniels. And then in a separate charge, he pleaded not guilty to trying to extort $20 million from Nike.
I am now facing the fight of my life against the ultimate Goliath. The Trump administration. I intend on fighting these charges, and I look forward to a jury verdict in each of these cases.
It was just about a year ago that Avenatti was considering a run for the White House. President Trump taking heat from two Republican congressmen over siding with a North Korean dictator while blasting a Democratic candidate for president while he was in Japan. Peter King of New York and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois say it was wrong to agree with Kim Jong-un in taking a shot at the former VP Joe Biden. The North Korean leader had called Biden a low IQ idiot, while Trump agreed, calling Biden a low IQ individual. Hill. The mayor of a New Mexico town has issued a cease and desist order to a private group that's been building a wall against the Mexican border, or along it, I should say. The order was issued yesterday by the Democratic mayor of Sunland Park, just north of El Paso, after it was determined that the group did not have the proper permits for construction. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, James Hurston over there. Yes, New York Times bestselling author, media analyst, and law professor. And we're going to talk Kanye, and the Dems getting a little nervous because, you know, black America not necessarily lining up in record numbers for the Dems, are they?
Well, there's a movement that was started by this wonderful African-American woman named Candace Owens called Blexit. You know, for black people to stand up and leave a Democrat party. And for a while there, Kanye West was associated with that movement. He had a bit of a falling out. But while he was real active, he really scared the Democratic Party. You know, when he went to the Oval Office. He wore a red MAGA hat. There was a picture of him hugging President Trump that mm-hmm. went viral. And no matter what people say about Kanye West, whether you like his music or not, it doesn't matter. The man is a pop icon because he has one foot in the music world and the hip-hop world is probably the number one best-known hip-hop or rapper in the world, mm-hmm. and he has another foot in the reality show world because he's married to Kim Kardashian with the number one reality show in the world. And so when he speaks, particularly African-Americans, but people that aren't African-Americans listen. But the reason I bring up race and African-Americans is simply because according to recent numbers, numbers from 2016, numbers from the Pew Research Center, the Democratic voter logs, 20% of them are African American.
Right.
And any remote chance that somehow some of those would be peeled off, that somehow they would fall, basically it makes Democrats weak in the knees is what I said in my article.
Right.
And so you can see that by the way Democrats run to appear with Al Sharpton, all these Democrat presidential candidates, and they really pander to the black community.
But James, they're pandering to the wrong side. I mean, what has Al Sharpton done? What has Jesse Jackson done for the black community? You know, little that you can really hang up there and say, okay, they've done something. I mean,
more harm than good.
Right.
And the fact is that the best president for the African-American community in decades, maybe ever, mm-hmm. is President Trump because he's brought jobs. He's
right.
brought prosperity. He's brought prison reform. There's just, and so people like Kanye who, you know, by the way, Kanye's been attacked mercilessly on the social media, particularly by fellow celebrities like John Legend and Snoop Dogg have attacked him. And then, lo and behold, you know, the Democrats breathed a sigh of relief because Kanye had tweeted out, I'm staying out of politics. I'm going to be creative from now on.
Yeah, it was earlier this year. Yeah.
In late autumn of last year. Mm-hmm. But at the beginning of this year, he started perking up again. he tweeted Trump all day long. But the thing that he's done most recently is it hasn't streamed yet, but, you know, David Letterman has this show on Netflix where he interviews people. And, you know, Letterman these days has this long beard. He looks like one of the members of Duck Dynasty now.
Yeah. Hear that, and he's going to get a sponsor. What was he going to, like, Yul Gibbons? He'll replace Yul Gibbons and, you know, and do, what are those, Grape Nuts? Have you ever eaten Grape Nuts, man? Have you ever ate dirt before? Like the Grape Nuts line? Oh, my God. Yeah,
So the name of the show is My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. That's the name of the show. So Kanye recorded a show, and the show hasn't been streamed yet on Netflix. It hasn't been released, but you know, there's excerpts that have been released, and the Daily Beast had a kind of a summary of it. But the thing that astounded Letterman, and you know, and Letterman's a big Trump hater.
Right.
I mean, he's been that way. He recently called Trump a goon, which coming from David Letterman is like getting an award. But so he was nervous. And so during the entire interview, at the beginning, Letterman never brought up the president, but Kanye did. And Kanye once again reiterated and confirmed his love, his adoration, his support for President Trump. And then he did something pretty amazing. He came to the defense of Trump's supporters. He said that Trump's supporters were being bullied. He said, you know, that liberals are bullying people that are Trump supporters. And so it explained again about, you know, what the MAGA hat means to him.
Right.
And part of his message is that he shouldn't be controlled by the Democrats. His belief system should not be controlled. They shouldn't assume that because Kanye's an African-American that he's going to fall in line and support one of these clowns that's running for president. Mm-hmm. When he, in fact, has a relationship and supports President Trump. So that...
Well, yeah, and James, I like the question. I like the question that you noted that Kanye put back to Letterman, you know, regarding the MAGA hat. He asked him, he says, have you ever been beat up in your high school for wearing the wrong hat?
Exactly. And, you know, and like I mentioned in the article, that's one thing we know. We have seen it on videotape. We've seen it in cafeterias, in schools, that people were assaulted. They were assaulted violently, even from the point of view, okay, maybe some of them were mild. They flicked off the hat. They stole the hat. But in some cases, they were punched out. They were beat up simply because that hat, because, you know, Antifa and the radical left have classified that hat as racism, which, of course,
look what happened. Yeah.
To be great,
right?
Not racist.
Well, James, look what happened to that 17-year-old. You know, he's there, mind his own business, and you get this activist Native American who comes over, and, of course, probably the kid's future is going to be set with the multi-millions of dollars award that's around the corner for him out of the unnecessary abuse that he had to take from adults.
Sure. You're
17 years old.
About the kid from Covington
Catholic High School and on Kentucky, right?
Catholic High School, and all those kids had on the red hats, had the Make America Great Again hats. And we know this is true. Had he not had that hat on, he wouldn't have been disparaged and denigrated by the press.
Yeah, they jumped to a conclusion. Nick Sandman was the young man who's going to be very wealthy. He's got a lotto day coming his way.
He does, because he happens to have one of the best trial lawyers in the country representing him, and he's going, and what he's doing, the Washington Post, CNN so far, and he's got a lot more targets to name in the suit. It's going to be a massive trial.
Exactly.
It's going to be very good for America.
James, we've got to hit the pause button real quick. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. James Hurston, New York Times best author, media analyst, and law professor, continues with us. James, there is something about the red hat, as you mentioned. Certainly, anything that represents Trump, anything that represents making America great again, it's making so many people weak in the knees and so I don't know, so angry. And it's unreal. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, what are the people guilty of? What is Kanye West guilty of? But, you know, for a better calling for America, for black America, you know, for all Americans, I mean, this is what Donald Trump, he has been a man. You talk about a man for all seasons. That has been Donald Trump, who went to black America early on, said, look at what have you got to lose? You just had the first black president, black American, you know, here as the president of the United States. What did he do for you? You know, he put more blacks on welfare rolls. He caused a tremendous loss of jobs and economically devastated black America. And look what's happening. I mean, you know, it's hard to argue against that, but whether it's Snoop Dogg or, you know, Jesse Jackson or other acolytes along those lines, they're resisting to the point that they've lost all sense of connection with their minds and common sense, James.
Well, they do, but this is the pattern of the left. The left does not engage in debate. Mm-hmm. The left does not engage in discourse. What they do is demonize the opposition by calling them bigots, racists, xenophobes, homophobes, fill in the blank phobe.
Mm-hmm.
So what do they do with a leader, a president, who is successful, who brings this massive economy, who, by the way, is on the verge of the biggest economic victory in the history of the United States, these trade agreements that the president has negotiated, including China, which is going to be a breakthrough, and just in time for 2020. And the fact is, people realize that it was the establishment of really both parties, but mostly the Democrats, that devastated the industrial base.
Exactly.
That destroyed the job base, that sold out the country. And so when this president says that he's bringing back jobs, not only does he mean what he says, his actions fulfill the promises. So what is the left to do with that? They have to distract.
Right.
Instead of just calling him a Nazi and a bigot, like they did with Bush, like they did with Reagan,
they
call anything associated with him a Nazi, a bigot, a xenophobe, et cetera.
And he's mental and he needs intervention and all this other stuff is going on. Sure.
Yeah, and includes his family, his friends, all of us who support him, and any symbol that's associated with him, which includes the MAGA hat.
Right.
So that's their game plan, but it's failing.
Well,
and
you know,
Kanye's a perfect example of why it's failing.
Mm-hmm.
Because Kanye says, essentially, like he did it when he appeared at Saturday Night Live, like he did when he appeared at the Oval Office, he wears the MAGA hat in front of the press and has pictures of him with the MAGA hat.
Saturday Night Live didn't like it. Saturday Night Live was upset. You know, the liberals there, especially in New York, you know, they outweigh, at least in raw numbers and in voice in that, you know, 9-1, you know, they're, you know, the odds are just so mounted up against conservatives. It's not even funny. You know,
so
dear friend of mine there. Yeah, go ahead.
They can't call Kanye a racist as an African-American, so they call him crazy.
Right.
And of course, he has a history of some issues, but even, you know, this interview with Letterman, even the Daily Beast, which is far left, says that number one, it's the best interview Letterman's ever done.
Right.
And number two, it's the most engaging and coherent interview Kanye's ever
done. Wow, amazing.
So you know, and this, so even more fear is going to go through the Democrat Party. And I'll tell you what, between Kanye West and Candace Owens, there is a movement.
She's brilliant.
The polls.
She is so brilliant and so articulate. I'll tell you, she's just, for the bout of, you know, for conservatism, the belief in conservatism. I mean, what a spokesperson that has risen for the moment. She has just done an outstanding job. I will guarantee you this. How much do you want to bet me that Kanye votes come 2020?
Yeah, no. The man who admittedly said he's never voted in his life, he will vote. And so will a lot of other minority citizens, including Hispanics, African Americans, other minorities. They're going to vote. I mean, this president is scaring the pollsters because he's getting a record support number in the African-American community, in the Hispanic community, in all of the constituents that traditionally vote Democrat.
Right.
He's and you know, it doesn't take that much to move the needle.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, let me tell you this about Hispanics. Hispanics will vote for Trump. They're not going to bring mariachis out and make a big ruckus about it. They're just going to silently be about their business, and they will vote for Trump. Now, this is why the Dems are, you know, so frantic about getting this ballot harvesting done that proved very successful for them in California, and they're trying to get this, you know, approved across the country so that they can go and grab all these votes that, you know, happen to go to illegals, and the illegals go, hey, look, I'm not supposed to, but don't worry, we'll take care of it for you, and they grab, you know, five, six ballots at a time. They just have them sign it, and they fill it out, and voila, here we've got ballot harvesting brought to you by the Democratic Party. And they're worried about Russian interference. Give me a break.
Yeah, isn't that ironic? But that's typical. That's a Saul Alinsky technique.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Is to distract from the wrongdoing that you're doing by accusing the other person, your opponent, of doing what you're doing.
Sure.
That's what they do.
It's called projection.
The ballot harvesting was a secret. It's not a secret anymore. The Republicans are going to play it, and they're also going to have observers watching it. And so we'll look for a lot of those red states that gave up seats. Look at them in 2020. Watch them get them back, because that's what's going to happen.
James, you're going to need a band of attorneys. I mean, it's tough enough that you've got to have a budget, you know, to handle the marketing, the advertising, the social media expense and everything. Now you have to have a legal war chest when you're running for office if you happen to be a conservative. If you're a Democrat, not so much. But for, you know, conservatives, that's going to be a huge line on their balance sheet, is it not?
Well, it is. And, you know, the Democrats have been playing that game for a long time. Remember in 2000 with Bush versus Gore,
yes.
There were plane loads of lawyers flying into Florida. And the same thing happened in 2018. The Democrats, of course, have their hordes of public interest lawyers, beginning with the ACLU.
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans don't have as many, but the Republican lawyers happen to be smarter and better. So, and one thing that President Trump has done, after 120 judges successfully appointed, we have more conservative judges that respect the Constitution that won't be kowtowed by the ACLU and won't play along. Unfortunately, there's still a lot of Obama-appointed judges and Clinton-appointed judges left on the bench, which is why we're seeing the president's orders being temporarily overturned by these activist judges. But that's a big issue.
It's huge. And I'm glad you brought it up.
President Mitch McConnell deserved tremendous credit for a record number of judges being approved. It's driving the left crazy.
Well, they've got to keep the pressure on, James. These nationwide injunctions by these activist judges is ridiculous. They are preempting the president of the United States, one activist judge. You've got to be kidding me. I mean, there's just something wrong on so many levels about that.
It's terribly wrong. It's basically a district court that has a very small jurisdiction. This is a trial level. The lowest level of federal judge is deciding to determine the policy of the entire nation. That, on its face, violates separation of powers. That's why we see these judges' rulings overturned one after another.
Right.
These people are just a disgrace to their robes. And
well,
they should never be on the bench. We don't have the time to impeach all of them.
Right.
But at some point, we've got to start impeaching these people.
Well, without a doubt. We got to leave it right there. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor on Bill Martinez Live. James, as always, appreciate the time. Thank you, buddy. Take care.
It's my pleasure, Bill. Take care.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The abortion battle continues across America, especially in the southern states, where Louisiana lawmakers are now set to vote on a bill perhaps as soon as today that would ban abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected by doctors. And the bill presented by a Democrat doesn't include any exceptions for victims of rape or incest. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential hopeful Kamala Harris says she has a plan to protect abortion rights. Speaking at a town hall event in South Carolina, the California senator said her plan would require Justice Department approval for any new abortion law if a state had violated Roe v. Wade over the past 25 years.
Those laws have to come before my Department of Justice for a review and approval, and until we determine that they are constitutional, they will not take effect.
That is heard on MSNBC, and this is USA Radio News.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
I wish they would have me do a commercial. I'm from the New York area, and we don't trust anybody. And I need to tell you, I certainly didn't trust you guys at first. After all, you're like out of Utah. I was like, what is in Utah, really? Then I heard some little old man saying, and I was so, you know, when you're in pain, you will try anything. And I said, let me try it. But I need to tell you that I'm jogging now. I didn't think I'd ever be able to do that again.
Through Memorial Day weekend, you can receive a $20 discount and free shipping on any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available through May 27th. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you mean that word. I trust your taste in business. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
We're hearing about this latest drone attack. You know, we've got to stop and consider, you know, what the Houthi are doing and what it's demonstrating. You know, these latest drone attacks in Saudi Arabia show what some are calling a new level of sophistication. This is a, you know, quite the wake-up call here. And Brett Velikovich is with us. He's a drone warrior expert and strategic advisor at White Fox, and he's here to talk about the latest drone attacks. Brett, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. This is quite the wake-up call here. I mean, the Houthis now have access to drones, right?
Yeah, definitely the wake-up call. I mean, look, the Houthis definitely have used drones previously. I mean, we know from reporting that the Iranians had actually created a drone for them that was meant to be used not necessarily for surveillance, but actually as a weapon. And the Houthi had been already conducting attacks, particularly within Yemen, for a few years now. But what's particularly interesting to me about this attack inside Saudi Arabia on their oil pipeline is how far inside the country the attacks were. I mean, the specific locations of this pipeline, you know, were believed to be highly secure simply by their geographic region. And so what it suggests to me is, considering the fact that the typical drone that Houthi's been using previously, considering the fact that they weren't able to really reach that far of distance, it tells me that either they've been given a new type of capability potentially by the Iranians, or the attack actually was launched from inside Saudi territory, both of which are pretty dangerous in this case.
Exactly. Well, you know, and to the point of all this is the increasing vulnerability of critical infrastructure, you know, to these drone attacks, right?
Sure. I mean, the truth is the vast majority of critical infrastructure in the U.S. does not have counter-drone technology, okay? And we're talking about airports and nuclear facilities and all these, even along the border and locations that we're seeing illicit activity take place that could benefit from systems that have the ability to detect these drones that are flying around and also help what we call mitigate them, basically stop them from carrying potentially illicit contraband or conducting surveillance. I mean, if you look at a few of the recent drone incidents that have taken place around the world, particularly within airports, we've seen drones flying into these restricted airspace and not necessarily causing physical damage, but causing economic damage. And I think that's a key issue here, especially with, as it relates to Saudi Arabia, with oil prices going up just because of these attacks and, you know, the airports that are seeing an economic loss because passengers can't fly. And all of that really comes back to the fact that these locations need to be more secure from the air, because that's the way we need to start thinking about security now, is also, you know, from the air and not just from the ground.
Well, in much the same way, like, you know, the transference of information and data, you know, the critical infrastructure that is now being required, you know, we're finding the same thing, as you say, you know, drones are coming in. I mean, you got a couple of kids out there just messing around, not even realizing what kind of impact, you know, all they got is a toy out there. And next thing you know, I mean, they're having, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars of economic impact for a joyride.
Exactly. And that, you know, that's the thing that we're seeing, particularly at White Fox, that specializes in counter drone technology, is that it's not necessarily all the time a bad malicious actor. Oftentimes it's the clueless and the careless. It could be just a kid who got his hands on a fancy drone for his birthday and has no idea the real capabilities of these drones that can fly thousands of feet in the air and potentially go into this restricted airspace. And so they aren't educated enough to know that that what they're doing is can potentially harm somebody. And so that's 99% of the people that are flying drones, you know, that are doing it illegally or operating improperly. That's what you've got to watch out for, because it could be the case one day where somebody wasn't meaning to cause harm and could potentially hurt people. And so,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised that there isn't steeper regulations on this. I mean, considering the fact that we require, you know, our kids to get a driver's license and to be insured and understand the consequences of driving a car, but yet we're giving, you know, them these kind of things that, you know, look like a toy and they're innocent. Right. And then, you know, even with the information we have today, Brett, aren't you surprised that we haven't done something, you know, at a federal level to, you know, kind of reel this in a bit?
Well, I think a lot of people in the industry are asking for that. And there have been some steps that the Federal Aviation Administration has taken within recent years to try and curb that. But they've got a long way to go. They just, you know, within the last couple of years started this drone registration program, which is basically like, you know, kind of putting a license plate on your drone. But it's very rudimentary and it's not, it's very hard to track. So you're supposed to basically stick a number on your drone anytime you fly. And that's supposed to tie the person back to that particular drone. But that often, if you don't want to do that, you just don't.
That's right.
There's really nothing out there to stop that. And so the future of drones is going to be more of these digital license plates where you can remotely identify a drone in the air. So when a drone's flying around an airport, you can then say, hey, that drone is tied to that individual. And we know it because these systems are in place around the airport.
Right.
That's the near future.
Exactly, that it throws up some sort of signal like you do with any plane. I mean, a plane's out there, it's in airspace, it's identified, right?
Sure, and that's the whole point, almost like having a transponder. But think about the sheer amount of drones now that exist within the U.S. There are millions of drone owners in the United States, and a lot of them have drones that people would be surprised about their capability. I mean, these aren't like toys that you take out of a package and they crash into the wall when you fly them. We're talking about technology that has the ability to fly miles away from the remote, you know, thousands of feet in the air, has sophisticated camera equipment, and now is reasonably priced to the point where anyone can buy these things. And so we're going to see, we will see the day soon where there will be a drone per, you know, household. And so how do we make the skies safer? How do we stop malicious actors? And how do we also just like let people that just want to have fun, you know, have fun, but do it in a safe manner? And that's where I think counter drones own from flying. It's more about allowing them to fly, in harmony with other things flying in that space.
So in terms of a counter-drone strategy in that, is this like, the drone police? I mean, you got to have somebody monitoring the airspace, right? At that level.
It's a great analogy for it because it is like that. And we don't want it to sound, too law enforcement-y, I guess. Like, we're talking more about, making sure the skies are, people can fly in these airspaces without having to worry about causing an accident, like creating what we call more geofencing, where a system, critical infrastructure might be restricted to the point where the drone can't even fly into that space, or when there's a big event that's happening at a stadium and having the local law enforcement be able to say, hey, here are the drones that are able to be authorized to fly here. Maybe it's a CNN or a Fox News or somebody that wants to capture the event or ESPN. And then here are people that can't fly and being able to make that safer. And so, yeah, it is a bit of policing it, but in a way that it really is intended to make the sky safe and make the consumers on the ground safe.
Well, without a doubt, I mean, I would think in terms of your assessment, having some sort of geofencing setup, is there something that could, put some sort of, like you say, some data geofence around a protected area to where, those options aren't even there. And by that, we're not saying, hey, if you do, you're going to get fined up the yin-yang for this. But that somehow the technology is such that if you were to get too close into the area, it debilitates the drone automatically.
We're going to see more of that, and some drone manufacturers have already started to install that. And one in particular is DJI, which owns almost 90% of the consumer drone market now. They were required to put geofences around locations like the White House,
yes,
other government facilities, because a drone literally crashed in the lawn of the White
House. Right, exactly.
We're going to see the point where we can set that up, I think, individually and let local law enforcement kind of create those barriers in the future.
Well, Brett, thank you so much for the time. We look forward to leaning on you as our resident expert here when it comes to drone technology, because it only is going to continue to grow and be more significant in the years ahead, is it not?
Sure is, Bill, and thanks for chatting with me.
You got it. Brett Velikovich on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. I'm Bill Martinez, and we've got a real special guest for you with an incredible, inspirational story. You know, it's another one of so many success stories because of the land of the free and the home of the brave. And I'm talking about America, of course. Remy Adeleke, he is a Navy SEAL and a former Navy SEAL, and his unlikely journey from the throne of Africa to the streets of the Bronx to defying all odds is presented to us in his just released book titled Transform. Remy, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on.
Well, Remy, first of all, we're so grateful for your service to this country. And on the heels of, you know, just being close to Memorial Day and all, to me, a hallowed day for all our fellow veteran, you know, and those that have paid the ultimate price on behalf of our country and our values. And I know it is a hallowed day of remembrance for you as well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Absolutely.
Well, as I mentioned, Remy was born in Western Africa, but following his father's death, he and his mother and brother relocated permanently to the Bronx in New York City. And as we can imagine, being raised by a single mom who was, you know, she was serious about life and serious about holding the family together as a single parent. And you pay her quite the tribute.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, people ask me all the time, you know, where did you get your perseverance and your resilience from? And my answer is always the same. I had a living example of it every day of my life. You know, before my father died, we were rich.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
We literally had it all, you know, lived a life of opulence in Nigeria. And then when the Nigerian government stripped us of everything, my dad died. You know, my mom could have easily given up, you know, but she didn't. She just kept fighting and fighting and fighting to provide for my brother and I, to make sure that we were properly educated, to make sure that we had what we needed. She was trying to set us up for a bright future, and she did a fantastic job doing that.
Well, and here it is. Your mother and you and your brother, you migrate to this country by the grace of God. You're able to come here, and, you know, you're without a father. I mean, as you say, the odds were stacked up against you because there were so many other peers in and around where you grew up there in the Bronx that didn't fare as well.
Yeah, and I wasn't faring as well because I was out there, you know, doing a lot of things I shouldn't have been doing, from, you know, stealing to, you know, selling drugs to, you know, running scams to, you know, just doing whatever I could for money. So for a long period of time, you know, I was not faring well. It was just by the grace of God that I never got caught.
Right, exactly.
You know, and, you know, nowadays I work with inner city youth now, at-risk youth and youth in the juvenile system. And, you know, it's so easy for me to point, it would be so easy for an outsider to point at them and say, you know, these guys are reckless, they're worthless, like, you know, why are they doing these foolish things? But I empathize with them because I know that they're doing it for survival, and essentially that's what I was doing before, not trying to justify it in any way, but I was caught up, and I should have been caught. There's a friend of mine who I used to run around hustling with sitting in prison right now in a 10-year sentence, and that absolutely should be me. But, you know, I am where I am today.
Amen. What transformed you?
Well, you know, it depends on what part of the story we're referring to.
you're at that critical crossroads. I mean, you're in the Bronx. You're hustling. You're one step away from getting caught and facing a life like your buddy who's still in jail.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, if we're talking about that part of the transformation, I got involved in a deal with a drug dealer that went really, really bad. I sold him some products that were supposed to last for a certain amount of time, and I was asked for a fraction of that time, and he came knocking on my door and essentially threatened my life. And that was a huge wake-up call for me. I made him his money back, and then I decided, you know, I'm out of this business. And for 6 months, I did nothing. You know, because I was scared to go out. I didn't want to work a normal job, and I wasn't doing the old stuff that I was doing. And then finally, you know, fast forward to June of 2002, you know, I was lying in my bed, and I felt this presence, something tell me to get out of my bed and to join the military. And it was a crazy experience. And it definitely was not my idea because I hated the military.
Right.
I associated anybody in a uniform as a police officer. I did not like the police. Just because there were a lot of injustices I saw, in the inner city,
sure.
You know, where I grew up, and I just did not like the system, and so you know, I fought that thought, that idea, and then finally I essentially looked around my bedroom and saw that my life had not amounted to much, and I made the decision: okay, what else am I going to do with my life? I have nothing to show for. Why not try and see what happens? And that was my journey into the military. I went to the recruiter's office, and she ran my background, found that I had 2 warrants out for my arrest. I had a warrant in New Jersey and a warrant in New York. Instead of turning me in, she had me show up the next day, and she took me to both judges. She took me to the judge in Jersey and the judge in New York, advocated on my behalf, and to get my record cleared, and then she kind of stepped me into the Navy, and that's how my Navy career started. That was that's how that transformation started.
Right. Well, and that's the thing about transformation, as you started to say, is that it is a process. So when you look at the key transformation, there's probably lots of many transformations that take place, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's segments. It's a lot of little things that lead, you know, it's a lot of little, I'm trying to think of the right analogy for it, but, you know, a lot of small bricks that end up building a big building.
Exactly. Right? So here you go. You enter the Navy, and what draws you to the SEALs?
I wanted to be part of the best. You know, from the time I was young, my mom always preached excellence to me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Whatever you do it right the first time. Whatever you do, don't halfway it. Go all the way. And you know, that kind of mindset had stuck with me, and it's still with me to this very, very day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew that in the Navy, you know, not minimizing any other job in the Navy, every job in the military is important.
Right.
But for me, I wanted to be part of the best. I wanted to be part of the most excellent unit that there is. And, you know, from what I had heard and learned, the Navy SEALs was that.
Yeah.
And so that's what motivated me. But, you know, I had a few issues. 1, I couldn't swim. 2, I didn't have academic scores. And 3, I was skinny as a whip. So I had to wait till I got to my first command. And once I got there, that's when I really started training and putting in the work and running to the pool and running back home and going to the gym and studying my academics. And, you know, within a year of checking into my first command, I was checking out and going to BUDS, basically, on the work demolition SEAL training.
Wow, that's incredible. You know, you are the second SEAL team member I've spoken with that didn't know how to swim. Rob O'Neill, he told me when he went through, he didn't know how to swim either.
Yeah,
I'm going, what do you do? You know, you're going to be a SEAL. It involves water, and you don't know how to swim. I mean, talk about going head-to-head with any kind of water fear that you may have. And, of course, you know, being a SEAL, you know, because you went through it. I'm a former Marine, and we went through quite the attrition rate, as I explained to Rob. I said, look, you know, when we got picked up on that first day, there at the tarmac at MCRD in San Diego. There were 87 of us. 12 weeks later, there were only 23 of that original 87 that graduated 12 weeks later. I said, and the SEALs attrition rate, much more significant than even those kind of odds.
Yeah. I mean, my graduating class started with 270, and only 29 graduated.
Wow. That's amazing. But like you said, you were focused on being the best, hearing your mother's voice and cheering you on to excellence. And so you made it through. You made it through Budge. You became a Navy SEAL. You served our country in the elite forces in the defense of our country. That is just absolutely awesome. What was so critical? I mean, of all the things that you learned in your Navy experience and as a SEAL, what's the big takeaway that you share with these young kids that you, these at-risk kids that you talk to today? What do you share with them most?
Well, I try to share with as many people as I can, and that's, you know, never let the situation that you're in or your environment or your deficiencies, never let it define your future. It's so easy to, you know, and this kind of goes for everybody, you know, on the journey towards our dream job or our dream life or whatever it is that we're pursuing, we are going to face obstacles, right? We're going to face challenges. And, you know, it could be easier times for us to say, well, I have this talent or I have this deficiency or I grew up here or I don't have this. And because of X, Y, and Z, I can't achieve that dream, you know? And when you look at my story, even just the SEAL part of my story, you know, I couldn't swim. I didn't have the academic scores. I was skinny, but I didn't allow that to define my future. I didn't allow that to say, well, because of that, you can never be a SEAL.
Mm-hmm.
Even now as a writer, I'm a writer in Hollywood. I wrote my own book. I didn't have a ghostwriter. I wrote every word myself. Right. And, you know, it's easy. I didn't have a writing background, really. I mean, my mom used to make me write as a kid, and I did a lot of writing in the SEAL teams, but from an actual storytelling standpoint, I never was educated in that type of writing. But, and I could have easily said, you know what? I'm not educated. I don't have the background. I have a deficiency here. Let me not do it. Right. So, you know, my main thing is, you know, never look at your, what disqualifies you and say, well, I can never be qualified to do that job or that dream or whatever.
And here you've got a just released hardback book, Thomas Nelson publishing the book. I mean, there are so many authors that would love to have this kind of support. But again, it speaks to your character, your relentlessness, your determination, your goal for excellence, and how you've impacted kids at risk and those that come in touch with you, Remy. This is an awesome story. I guess as we close things off here, and of course the book is going to be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, Transformed, Remy Adeleke, Navy SEAL's Unlikely Journey from the Throne of Africa to the Streets of the Bronx to Defying All Odds. And of course it's also available at all the usual places. Remy Adeleke on Bill Martinez Live. Remy, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right, thank you for having me on. Have a great day.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do the letters I...